Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Pace Case, what are you giggling at?
So, this is Pace Case after dark because I've been traveling all day. We usually record Digging Deeper a little earlier. And this is not a podcast we record the video for it anyway, but Clues is wearing the largest bucket hat I've ever seen. It goes completely over his head, making it look like a little pin. And goes over his headphones as well.
You see, I've been watching Bachelorette Season 1 in Clue's Corner. And in that season, one Ryan Sutter appears in a bucket hat just like this. So I thought I would buy one that I could wear while I was doing Clue's Corner. It's the same color and style.
The same style. He wore a hat that is 100 yards in circumference.
Not in the size. The size is probably different.
The size is a really key part of this hat.
It's a double XL, which I didn't know when I bought it. I, for some reason, was just so excited when I found this hat that I did not check the size. And when it came in the mail, I was like, this is a little too big, I think. But I didn't want to go through the whole hassle of returning it and getting the right size. So this is the hat I have now. It fits a head that is probably three times the size of my actual head. But I'm wearing it nonetheless.
So Catherine and I are doing jury duty on HBO Lax right now.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, that one character, Todd, that I can't stop calling Chad because he's just like got all these things.
Sure.
And this is very Todd right now, what you're doling out. I love it. You made me laugh. It's going to be hard to get through this without laughing.
I am humbled and honored to make you laugh, to entertain in any way.
It looks like you were like, I invented my own umbrella that you don't even have to hold. It just goes on top of your head.
It really is big. And if you want to see it, you can just go to Clues Corner, which is also out today on our Patreon. Clues Corner episode 4, Hometowns of Trista Raine's Bachelorette Season 1. I am wearing this hat for the duration of that breakdown.
It was a media ploy.
That's
right. I got clues. I got cornered.
That's right. You just been clues. All right. Thank you for joining us today. This is Digging Deeper. You know what that means. It's not a podcast, despite what you've heard so far, about bucket hats. It is a podcast about all of the greatest clips from around the podcast world of Bachelor Nation. Dark Seeker has painstakingly listened to all of these things. We're talking about Bio Files, Happy Hour, all the stuff you know and love, some stuff you maybe have never heard here, some Nation tangential podcasts. They're all here for you. Dark Seeker has put together the best clips.
When you said that she has a head full of screams, that kind of stuck with me.
I think it's a head full of screams and a head full of Vial. And grocery. I mean, I have that too. Honestly, I hear grocery's voice in my head telling me to do shit during the day. Is that is that bad, probably?
This is very Todd.
You need to get to the gym. Come on. You can't lift more weights than that.
Just don't listen to what grocery tells you to do in
your head. The grocery in my head is changing my life.
Just come to me and be like, grocery's doing this, and I'll let you know whether they follow it.
Okay. You can be the second opinion on groceries suggestions for my life. But thank you for joining us, and let's get into this. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we got a meal for you today, of course. Thank you, Dark Seeker, for preparing such a feast.
Yes, chef. Oh, Jesus.
Got him. We have three clips for you from the Vial Files with guests. None other than Wells Adams. That's that. Is he a bartender on the show, or is he the executive producer of the show, or the president of ABC? After listening to these clips, you will wonder that for yourself, at least what he thinks.
Has he been promoted to executive producer of BIP?
He seems to think he's been promoted to King of Hollywood. We also are going to have some clips from Just Be with Bethany Frankel. Her guest was Gabby Windy. We're going to have a couple clips from Trading Secrets, and we're going to round it out with five incredible clips from the most dramatic podcast ever. That is, of course, Dark Lord Harrison's podcast. His guests were Jason and Molly Mesnick, and they are dishing a whole bunch of tea about the good old days, maybe not being so good. Some fascinating stuff in here. And it ends with a hilarious clip of them talking about the experience of watching their season back with Jason's son as a young adult.
Oh, God.
And his friends. So stick around for that. Yes.
Ty's like in his mid-40s now.
Yeah. Somehow he's older than Jason Mesnick. Okay. He developed a time machine. All right. Let's get into this. This is our first clip. Again, it comes to us from the Vial Files. The guest was Wells Adams. This was from September 7th. In this first clip, the Great One examines the now infamous Demi Burnett and Brandon Jetski clip that was inexplicably included in a promo for the upcoming BIP Season 9. Here we go.
Can you explain to the audience why Bachelor in Paradise decided to use an old clip of Demi and Brandon jet skiing?
Is
this season so boring that they needed to pull old footage, but can you help the audience out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I can see that they're blurred out, or it's blurry, so whatever. It's not a boring season, and I think that we do have a sea-doo date, so like, I don't know why. I think they just got lazy, maybe.
We were worried.
Well, I don't think that Demi. I don't think that the reason why the show is going to be bad because of Demi on a jet ski. I think it's more of
lazy
editing.
The thought process was they usually have a lot to work with. We hear from every cast member who's ever graced us on the show talk about how there's so much we don't get to see and blah 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 blah, and then have them pull footage from like 3 seasons ago. Which is just like a red flag.
I didn't even notice it until I saw like Demi, you know, tweet about it or whatnot.
The big thing about that teaser.
Wait, what? Was that Smeagol? What's going on here?
I feel like his voice is getting more cartoony.
Vial?
No.
Wells. Oh, Wells? Yeah. Yeah, kind of is. There's some interesting stuff in this clip, obviously. we've got, they're talking about this little clip that was included in a early BIP 9 teaser. It's a shot of Demi Burnett riding on the back of a jet ski with, was it Brenna Marais that season? No, it was Brandon Jones. At any rate, they included it. She's obviously not in the season. That was something that happened two seasons ago. And everybody online was like, why the fuck is this in here? Vial comes hot out of the gate. I was actually, they're so boring.
Yeah, this was soap, giving soapbox.
He is now openly shitting on all of the contemporary seasons, all of the Bachelors, all of the Bachelorettes, all of the VIPs, because it's not what he was on. And he's solidifying this now. With every passing season, his seasons are the best. Every other season sucks. It's not like it used to be. And I love it. It's sour grapesing at the highest level. There's no need for him to say, is it so boring? All he had to say was, why did you use this clip? Why do you think they put this in the trailer?
He's not even listening for the answer to his questions. He just is like, I want to shit on this idea some exactly. more. And then it's a red flag.
I'm like, I see it's gonna be boring. Also, though, how these promos are edited very often are, it's just the promotion department. So they are given some amount of footage from whatever the producers are giving them here, cut a trailer out of this. But they also have bins of just generic stuff. Seagulls, waves crashing. There's probably one that says jet skis. And maybe that clip was in there, you know. I don't think they did this. Wells ultimately says they're lazy. So he kind of just shits on the editors there. But I think it was just a mistake. I don't think they were like... I don't think there was any purpose behind this whatsoever.
No. I feel like the promos are often very separate from the show.
Yeah.
I don't see this as a red flag.
Same. I think this is going to be a great season of Paradise. Also interesting in this clip, Wells, for the first time in our digging deeper here, he did this all throughout this episode, but for the first time here, and you're going to hear it again, he uses the term we to describe the show. We had this, I forget what he said exactly. We had a lot of good stuff on this season, basically implying that he's part of the creation of the show, that he's making any kind of creative decisions or choices in the show, that he is a part of the show, not just a hired host.
I think he decided to cut out the pep talks.
Oh, interesting. Well, let's move on.
Clues. Underwear drawers. They're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pays Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
In our next clip, Wells explains, this is from the same thing, same podcast with Nick Vial, Vial Files. Wells explains what he thinks the best moment of the upcoming BIP season is. Enjoy.
The big thing of like that teaser is, I think you can tell it's Kat getting hit by a wave.
Oh, yeah.
And like absolutely getting fucking demolished. And I was there, I saw it, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire, like, it wasn't like a little wave, like it was, and nailed them both. They tumbled,
she got
like
knocked,
dude. They tumbled like 20 feet, like all the way up into that big day bed, yeah. You know.
And also the girl who can't poop.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed that they have released that because it was my favorite thing that happened this season, and it was so funny. Like they even show like the doctor talking
to her.
Who
convinced her to agree to that?
It was happening. She was like, I can't shit. Oh no.
This is how you not be effing boring. You always be tumbling, Clues. Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to come into paradise, you better be prepared to get hit by a tsunami and then tumbled all the way back up those stairs and not take a shit. Wells here is revealing, in my opinion, in simply one person's opinion here, he's revealing what he thinks the tone of paradise should be. Slapstick mm-hmm. humor of people getting hurt and shit jokes.
Yeah, that's paradise.
Exactly.
A wipeout.
And I think that this is very clearly in the culture of the show. Maybe Wells does make some creative decisions based on what he's saying here, because those things are in the show. We saw the creamy Caesar last season. We saw Ashley Iaconetti be made to sit in the sand and fucking urinate on herself. There is no, like, any prestige that you are garnering in Bachelor, any legacy feeling, any of that is gone in paradise, and you can't have it that way. Paradise has to be an all-star game, not where yes. you make everybody look like fools. You want to make them all play to the best of their abilities. We want to see spectacle. We want to see the big crazy romantic moments. We want to see the big fucking plays that have to do with emotional turns. We don't want to see jokes about shit and people getting demolished by waves.
There's some breaking news that I think we need to address here. Love Island All-Stars has just been announced.
Ah, interesting.
Yet another reason for Bachelor to lean into legacy. You're going to be competing with Love Island All-Stars now.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it together.
Exactly. A fucking shot of a turtle poking its head in and out of a shell cannot compete with anything on streaming.
I watched Bachelor in Paradise to forget about whether I can poo a lot or whether I can't poo at all, whichever one it is at the minute.
Yeah. It's either diarrhea or constipation. We all have one or two of those. Those are the only choices. We get it. This clip makes me wonder,
the best moment of the whole season.
Yeah. Is Wells really involved in this? Is he making some creative choices? I don't know. I think his role is only hired gun producer or hired gun bartender, but maybe he's a producer now. I don't know.
What do the birdies say?
I don't know. All right.
Crabs, sound off in the comments.
Yeah. If any crabs have any information. Let's move on to our third and final clip from this same Biofiles. Guest again, Wells Adams. In this clip, Wells explains his role in the decision to include a Casa Amor theft in Bachelor in Paradise season 8. Here we go.
I'm not sure you can answer this, but there was something that happened in the last season of Paradise that caught my eye because it was so similar to Love Island's Casa Amor.
Oh, yeah.
Did they like do that on purpose because Love Island is like so popular nowadays? Were they just like trying to change up the format? Like, do you think that'll be something that comes back?
I don't think it's coming back this season. I can tell you that. I remember when we did it. It's funny because Sarah hosts Love Island USA.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we separated everybody and it was so funny to me because everyone got so angry. Like, really, that's that whole like, fuck you, Jesse Palmer, which is so funny.
And
to
I
me.
Was like, they do this every season on Love Island and they don't say a peep about it. They get excited. Yeah, they get thrilled.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we're in Casa
Amor! Even if their boyfriend, girlfriend said in love, the girls are like, yeah. Like so excited.
Yeah, no, I remember when like the idea was pitched and I was like, yeah, we should do that. Like, first of all, Love Island ripped off Paradise, like originally, right?
Okay.
So we good can go point. Rip off some of their good shit, you know? Sure.
That's right.
This is giving Dark Lord Walls.
You heard everything you heard in that clip. There's some things to address here, of course. Now, I'm going to address the thing that I agree with him on first. They ripped us off, he says. So it's okay for fair play for us to take their format. 100% agree. Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise was the all-stars of Bachelor. And Love Island said, let's take just that and start adding shit to it and changing it up here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So fair play to take it back.
Group dating.
Yes. Second, I would like to address when he says, I remember the idea was pitched and I was like, we should do that. Excuse me?
I love that sentence.
Excuse me?
I remember the idea was pitched. Okay, so he's in the writer's room.
Yeah, that's right.
The whiteboard's up. They're beating it out the story. I mean, maybe he is.
Look, I don't know if he's making this shit up or if he really is like part of the creative team now. Because what he's suggesting here is that an idea was pitched. That means from someone who cannot make the decision to execute the idea to someone who can. Was he that person?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it was, I was thinking this, but implied. The idea was pitched and I was like, he doesn't go and I said yes or whatever.
Right. But then even to say like the idea was pitched, that implies that he had foreknowledge of the idea before its execution, which means somewhere along the lines, he's talking to somebody who's deciding these things, right? I don't know. I don't know how deep to get into this one specifically, but the way he's phrasing this makes me believe it's possible he at least is in those rooms when the conversations are being had.
Look, I think he wants in there. I think even just the way he goes, well, you know, Sarah hosts Love Island. Like, just so you know, I'm basically Love Island royalty before I even answer this question.
Yeah, that was a weird qualifier for sure. And then the other thing that we have to address is how it was so funny to him that everybody got so mad about Casa Amor that he loved
that
the anger.
That was a socio comment.
That is a true Dark Lord thing to say. I think
it was so funny how mad they were.
Yeah. Wells is like one of the characters in a vampire movie who like really wants to be turned into a vampire. So it does anything the vampires ask. And it always is like, I'm basically a vampire too.
Yeah.
You have not been turned yet, Wells. You are not yet a Dark Lord. But
Tom Bucket Boy.
Thank you very much. I don't know though what to make of these clips. Like I said,
you look like a fisherman.
I feel like a fisherman. I don't know if Wells is in the creative tiers of this show at this point. He, at the very least, is making us think he is, or attempting to make us think he is.
The skit in which he is playing multiple roles in multiple different wigs made me think he's at least pitching something.
Yeah. What if I was in a wig?
A lot of that seemed like it was off the fly, off the cuff. And
Wells, we need you to pretend like you're abducting someone and throwing them in a trunk. Oh, it's kind of boring. What if I put on a wig? Something like that.
What if I get hit by a wave?
Yes. Well, that was just a delightful appetizer before the main course, which we are about to get into. Again, all three of those clips are from Vile Files with guest Wells Adams. We are now moving on to a podcast outside of the nation called Just Be. This is hosted by, of course, Real Housewives royalty. I mean, the queen of the entire franchise, really, Bethany Frankel. Her guest was none other than co-crown of Bachelorette Season 19, Gabby Windey. This is from August 30th. In this first clip, Gabby essentially explains the lack of control she had in order to make any decisions about her own appearance when she was on Bachelorette. This is some of the craziest shit I have ever heard, as are the next two clips where she's talking about what's expected of Bachelorettes in the fantasy suites, and also the ultimate Vikings decisions during her rookie season. All these clips are insane. Here's this first one, again, about the lack of control she had to really decide what she wanted to look like during her season. It is a doozy. Here we go. If you want to hear these clips and our reactions to them, as well as all the Digging Deepers we have ever done, as well as get all of our podcast episodes commercial free, as well as have access to our entire back catalog, as well as Pace Case Pull Up, as well as Clues Corner, all the live shows. There's just so much. I can't even name it all. Discord access so you can submit your own screens. If you want all of that.
Clues must be doing a multiplicity situation for all his corners. I don't know how he's doing it.
The multiplicity situation is happening in my mind. Now I'm bucket hat guy. Okay, so. Okay.
The bucket hat is hiding several clones, I could tell.
There's just, it's like moving on its own. Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff in our Patreon, long story short. If you want to get access to all of it, please join us in the pit at patreon.com/gameofroses. We hope to see you there very soon.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.